Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the quarterly results of Q3 in 2024 of Mahle Group. At this time, all participants have been placed in a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the launch web presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you're invited to ask questions via the web chat or via phone. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Markus Kaphaun, CFO of Mahle Group, Jan Friedrich Thiele, Vice President Finance and Accounting Europe, and Ralf Josef, Vice President Corporate Finance. Now I'd like to hand over to Mr. Kaphaun.
Thank you, and welcome to our investor update call. My colleagues and I, as usual, will now present to you the report of the third quarter 2024, and after our presentation, we'll be happy to receive your questions again. I would like to start with the key facts. Looking at the first 9 months of 2024, Mahle Group sales were significantly lower compared to the same period in 2023. Main reasons for the decline were negative FX translations and deconsolidation effects, as well as lower customer demand in Europe and especially in North America. In total, Mahle Group sales slowed down by 9.5%, resulting in revenues of 8.8 billion euros. Despite lower sales, Mahle achieved an EBITDA margin of 7%, which is 1.3 percentage points higher than last year in the same period. Compared to year-end 2023, Mahle's net debt to EBITDA ratio could be reduced to 1.3. This was mainly attributable to the higher EBITDA. Free cash flow for the first three quarters of 2024 is at 119 million euros, being 156 million euros above last year's value. Despite a challenging market environment, we kept our R&D spend stable, amounting to 5.5% of sales. Mahle's credit ratings are currently Ba2 with a stable outlook by Moody's and BB with a negative outlook by Standard & Poor's. We also reduced headcount by around 3,500 employees within the year 2024. This decrease is a result of our continued adjustments to navigate through the volatile market environment and several portfolio cleanup activities, for example, the sale of our stake in the joint venture BHTC. As we move into the market section, I'd like to take a moment to address some of the key challenges we are facing in today's environment. Mahle, like many others, is navigating through an increasingly complex macroeconomic landscape. Shifting economic conditions, increasing cost pressures, and the requirement for compliance with the emission targets influence not only our strategy. Also, several factors arising from short-term market volatility, like demand reduction observed in recent months and the aim to regularly get increased costs compensated by our customers, present demanding challenges to our day-to-day operations. Mahle faces and addresses these challenges. We recognized changing market demands early and started transforming the company already years ago. Current market developments accelerate the necessity to adapt quickly. We enhance efficiency in existing product facilities, actively manage our portfolio, relocate production to best-cost countries, streamline internal processes to strengthen controls, and optimize cash flow. We also intensified renegotiating prices with our customers and suppliers and reduced headcount primarily in Western Europe and North America as production volumes dropped. Having a look at the global automotive market development published by S&P Global, starting with passenger cars and light commercial vehicles. In the first 9 months of 2024, 65 million vehicles have been produced globally, a decrease of about 2% compared to the same period in 2023. For the full year 2024, S&P Global expects a decrease of 2.2%, respectively 88.5 million vehicles. In Europe, the production in the first three quarters of 2024 has decreased by 3.8% on a year-on-year basis. This was primarily due to a slowdown in overall market demand, particularly customer demand with the electric vehicles sector and much lower order backlogs compared to 2023. For the full year 2024, S&P Global forecasts the decrease to further continue, resulting in an expected decrease of 5% compared to 2023. In North America, we've seen only a slight decrease in production in the first 9 months of 2024 of 0.8% compared to the same period in 2023. Vehicle demand in the region has weakened, and dealer inventories have reached saturated levels. For the full year 2024, S&P Global expects a decline of 1.3% compared to last year. The production figures of the South American market in the first three quarters of 2024 remained at the same level as last year. The flood disaster in Brazil in May this year hampered production and prevented the market from growing. S&P Global expects the figures to remain flat for the full year compared to 2023. China is currently facing stagnation, influenced by reduced domestic demand, a saturated market in Russia, and the planned introduction of punitive tariffs in Western Europe. Despite these headwinds, the September year-to-date production figures have increased by 2% compared to the same period in 2023. Yet, S&P Global expects the pace of this growth to slow down for the full year 2024, with an expected production growth of only 1% compared to last year. The market in Asia, excluding China, has seen a sharp decline in production volumes of 4.8% in the first 9 months of this year on a year-on-year basis. This was primarily driven by low demand, as well as production stops of major Japanese car manufacturers due to quality issues. India, being the only country in the region with growth, was not able to offset the decline in the other countries. For the full year of 2024, a production decrease of 4.9% is expected by S&P Global. Looking at the medium and heavy-duty vehicle market, the actual global production in the first 9 months of 2024 fell short by 4.1% on a year-on-year basis. For the full year 2024, S&P Global expects this shortfall to increase to  5%. In Europe, a weak economy has led to a decline in truck demand. Additionally, compared to 2023, there are no major order backlogs. In the first three quarters of 2024, production volume has been down by 15.3% compared to the same period in 2023. S&P Global expects the full year 2024 production figures to be 18.2% lower compared to 2023. In North America, a lower customer demand has led to a September year-to-date decrease by 4.5% compared to the same period in last year. For the full year 2024, S&P Global expects this shortfall to increase to  6.2%. South America, however, is a notable exception to the other markets, with the production volume having risen by 37.5% in the first three quarters of 2024. The main contribution stems from the recovery of production after the Euro 6 introduction in 2023. Yet, the pace of this growth is expected to slow down slightly to 33.6% for the full year 2024. In China, the market has been relatively stable, with the production volume having increased by merely 0.9% on a September year-on-year basis. This has been supported by exports. For the full year 2024, production numbers are expected to increase by 1.6% compared to 2023. In Asia, excluding China, the situation is comparable to Europe and North America, with the production figures being down 7.8% in the first 9 months of 2024. For the full year 2024, the shortfall is expected to increase slightly to 8.4% compared to last year. Especially in India and Southeast Asia, a slowdown is expected. To sum up, the global market in the first three quarters of 2024 has been weaker compared to previous year. This had a negative impact on our financials, as we will elaborate in the following section. For this now, I would like to hand over to Jan-Fredrik Thiele, who will give you some more insight into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus, and also a warm welcome from my side. we'll be taking a comprehensive look at our sales performance, starting with an overview of total sales across Mahle Group, followed by a deeper dive into sales by business unit and region. On a quarterly view, Mahle Group sales decreased by 11% to €2.8 billion by the third quarter of 2024, mainly due to reduced customer demand. On a year-to-date basis, the sales for the first three quarters of 2024 decreased by 9.5% from €9.7 billion to €8.8 billion. Exchange rate effects totaling €400 million had a diminishing effect on the development of sales. This was mainly due to the devaluation of important trading currencies against the euro, such as the Argentine peso, the Turkish lira, and Japanese yen, amongst others. In addition, the deconsolidation of divested businesses accounted for €172 million of the total sales decline. The remaining effect of €349 million, or 3.6%, can be attributed especially due to lower customer demand, mainly caused by a weak market development, as discussed earlier. Some of Mahle's large customers were hit disproportionately by the market decline, resulting to Mahle's sales development being below market. Positive price effects from our efforts in renegotiating prices could, on a year-to-date basis, unfortunately not compensate the negative effects of reduced demand. Now let's take a look at Mahle Group sales by business unit within the first three quarters of 2024. The Engine Systems and Components business unit reported sales of €1.8 billion, a year-on-year decline of about 9.5%. The business unit represents 21% of the total group's sales. The Filtration and Engine Peripherals business unit generated sales of €1.5 billion, which is 5% lower compared to the same period in 2023. The business unit makes up 17% of our total group sales. The Thermal Management business unit accounted for sales of €3 billion, reflecting a decrease of 11.7% year-on-year. The business unit accounts for 35% of total group's revenues. The Electronics and Mechatronics business unit reported sales of €931 million, falling short by 9.6% of sales in the same period last year. The business unit represents about 11% of total group sales. All of those business units were impacted by the aforementioned low customer demand. Lastly, the Aftermarket business unit generated sales of €990 million, a slight year-on-year decrease of 1.3%. The business unit contributes 11% to the total group's revenue. Adding the OES business to the Aftermarket business unit, sales would be €574 million higher, resulting in total sales of €1.6 billion. Around 50% of this amount comes from filtration and engine peripherals. The four profit centers, which serve specific market and customer segments, reported sales of €489 million compared to €622 million in the first three quarters of last year. This represents a significant decrease of 21.4%, driven, however, mainly by the sale of our shareholdings in the joint venture PHTC. The following slide gives an insight into our regional sales split. Within the first 9 months of 2024, sales in Europe, including Africa, declined by 9.9% to €4.1 billion compared to the same period last year. This was mainly driven by customer demand reductions, but also by the sale of BHTC and the thermostat business. Europe contributes 47% to the group's total sales. Mahle sales in North America declined by 12.8% due to demand reductions, dropping to €2.4 billion compared to the same period last year. The region contributes 27% of the group's total sales. In South America, sales saw a slight decrease of 1.6%, reaching €617 million. The region accounts for 7% of group sales. Now moving on to China, the region reported sales of €800 million, a decrease of 3.6% compared to the same period of last year, accounting for 9% of the group's total revenue. Lastly, sales of our Asia-Pacific region without China went down by 8.8% to €940 million, accounting for 10% of group's revenues. Also, our profitability was affected by the reduced demand. On both the quarterly and year-to-date basis, our EBITDA was negatively impacted by volume declines and higher costs, mainly by driven by labor cost inflation. Compared to the same period of the previous year, the EBITDA margin decreased from 5.1% within quarter three of 2023 to 4.6% in 2024. However, on a year-to-date basis, we see improved results in both absolute and relative terms. With an increase in productivity, positive sales price adjustments after renegotiations, and the sale of our shareholdings in the joint venture BHTC, EBITDA increased from 558 million for the first three quarters of 2023 to 617 million for the same period in 2024 and reached a level of 7% compared to 5.7% last year. Operating cash flow for the first 9 months of 2024 decreased by €124 million to €99 million compared to the prior year. Lower sales levels compared to last year resulted in weaker contributions. Cash inflow from investing activities amounted to €20 million compared to a cash outflow of €260 million in the first 9 months of 2023. This is mainly due to the sale of our shareholding in the joint venture BHTC in April 2024, resulting in a cash inflow of about €225 million. As a result, free cash flow for the first three quarters of 2024 improved by €156 million to €119 million compared to the same period in 2023. Net debt on the balance sheet decreased slightly by €36 million at the end of September 2024 compared to December 2023. Leverage decreased from 1.5 times to 1.3 times. Due to an improved EBITDA. I would now like to hand over back to Markus to give you an update on our outlook and upcoming events.
Thank you. Thank you, Jan. As we already approach the last weeks of 2024, I can say that a major part of the industry is experiencing a continuous downturn of sales in most of the markets. Therefore, in line with the market, we lower our outlook regarding 2024 group sales to €11.5 billion. We anticipate an EBITDA margin between 7.5 to 8%, improving slightly compared to last year. Net debt to EBITDA is expected to be at 1.4 and the free cash flow will be around €300 to €350 million. The 2025 CO2 regulation for Europe, increasing trade barrier signals and wars in the Ukraine and the Middle East continue adding to economic uncertainty. We are convinced that with the path we have defined with our strategy MALE 2030 plus, we can prove that we will be successful even in a world of change, headwinds and uncertainty. More than ever, we focus on our profitability and cash flow generation. Lower sales mean that we will adjust our cost and our capacity more than originally expected. This also includes several labor measures. It means pushing back material, CapEx, and service orders, reducing inventory, and making sure that our company is as resilient as possible. We continue an intensive asset and portfolio cleanup by driving forward the structural reorganization of the group, continue to review our worldwide locations and product portfolio, and strengthen our group-wide cost discipline through targeted programs. One step was done last week with the acquisition of the remaining shares of Mahle Behr GmbH and Co. KG. Mahle is committed to thermal management and intends to continue growth in this area. Effective January 1st, 2025, Mahle will reduce the number of its business units from five to three. In doing so, the group is following industrial logic by pooling business areas with related production technology. In future, the former business units, Engine Systems and Components, and Electronics and Mechatronics will operate under the name of Powertrain and Charging. The activities of the former business units, Filtration and Engine Peripherals, and Thermal Management will be merged in the new business unit, Thermal and Fluid Systems. The aftermarket business unit will be continued as a separate business unit under the name of Lifecycle and Mobility. With this new group structure, the Mahle Management Board will consist of the following four members from January 1st, 2025 on. Arnd Franz, Jumana Alsibay, George Dietz, and myself. Additionally, the two newly established business units will have the function of Chief Operating Officer. In a changing market, we also see strong opportunities for our company. With our skilled workforce, our proven ability to innovate, our strong customer relations, and our stable shareholder structure, we are confident to play an active and significant role in the market to come, confident to shape future mobility. With this, we are coming to an end for the third quarter investor call and would like to mention the upcoming calls already. Our next call for annual results has been scheduled for April 16, 2025, with the Q1 call to follow on May 27, 2025. For further updates, please visit the investor relations section on our homepage, mahle.com. Thank you very much for your attention so far, and we would now like to start the Q&A session.